to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today, and it is a very busy new music week. We're actually going to begin it with something that came out last week. The new release from Dinosaur Jr. as Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow and company released what is the first Dinosaur Jr. album in 10 years, but more notably, it's the first with the original lineup that includes bassist Barlow in 19 years. Beyond is the title, out on Fat Possum, and very good reviews pouring in from this one. It's a vintage Dinosaur Jr. They haven't messed a beat with that world-weary vocal from Jay Maskus and, of course, the great guitar work. We get into music from Beyond from Dinosaur Jr. today on the show. Similarly, having formed or reformed as Buffalo Tom, they have a new release out later this year, actually this summer, called Three Easy Pieces. That band kind of forming out of the same era and area as Dinosaur Jr. We'll get to that new music, as well as new stuff from Anomina, actually a new song that appears on a single as a B-side from the Wet and Rusting single. More brilliance from that Portland, Oregon-based band. All that and more coming up. Stay tuned. Also today, new music from The Comas out of New York City. Spells is a brand new release from that band. I'm also here from The Lemonheads from last year's comeback from them. That band, another one out of that same Northeast Boston area scene and era that formed Dinosaur Jr. and Buffalo Tom. Lots of good music coming up today. We'll kick it off with stuff from Sonic Youth from their most recent album, Rather Ripped. Goes back to last year. It's Incinerate. We'll be right back. Back in house now, where today it's Beyond, the brand new release from Dinosaur Jr., the band returning after a decade away and actually returning with their original lineup that haven't been together as far as releasing new music in 19 years. That includes Lou Barlow, who of course went on to form Sebado, Folk Implosion, among other things, and Jay Maskus, the guy behind the world-weary vocals and experimental guitar work. New music from Dinosaur Jr. coming up today, and speaking of reformed 90s acts, we'll also hear from Buffalo Tom, a new album on the way from that band that's due out this summer. We'll get to that one from them. And start this set with brand new stuff from The Comas, the New York City band, returning last week with Spells. This is from it. This is called Red Microphones.
Move forth, the realm of Chalice Seeker. Calm down the night from ghostly towers. Puff on the yore of dragonfire. When melt the cursed fables and fire. Red microphones from your eyes. They're everywhere. We grind the bones of liar giants. Last.
Everyone's unhappy, everyone's ashamed. Well, we all just got caught looking at somebody else's page. Well, nothing ever went quite exactly as we planned. Our ideas held no water, but we used them like a dam. Everyone goes crazy over such and such and such. We made ourselves a pillar, but we just used it as a crutch. We were certainly uncertain, at least I'm pretty sure I am. Well, we didn't need the water, but we just built that good goddamn. Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced it our own way. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny curtains open, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all the folks sitting, drifting around on bubbles and thinking it was us that carried them. When we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.
Miss the Boat is the tune from Modest Mouse. We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank out this March. And the Comas right before, a band that kind of splits their personnel and time between Brooklyn and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Red Microphones from the recent Spells release. You'll find that out on Vagrant. New music here from Monomena. A lot of people calling their new album the best of the year. I don't know about that, but certainly one of the most inventive, combining elements of jazz, indie rock, a little bit of prog in the mix, particularly on this tune. This appears on the new single for the song Wet and Rusting. This is called Gay A from Monomena.
Pathetic and small life. I made big steps with small strides to fight what just feels.
Best of Jill Hives from Guided by Voices from 2003's Earthquake Glue. Another one of those bands like Dinosaur Jr. who sort of existed in pre-musical history, if you will, at least as far as indie music is concerned. Not really a label at the time those bands came around for this kind of stuff, but Guided by Voices, one of the better ones at it. And Menomina right before Gay A, great tune from the Wet and Rusting EP. Didn't make the cut for their release they put out this year, but very inventive stuff. Using the horns to great effect, Menomina from Portland, Oregon. Here in house, you can find more of us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com, including live original audio content, including live performance MP3s, including last week's performance here in the studio from Cyril Barrett, as well as the interview we heard with the Broken West, Ross Flournoy. That's all there, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Dinosaur Jr., the first album from the band in a decade, and the first album from the original lineup in 19 years. It's Beyond. We hear from that when we come back in-house. back in House Now, where today we are listening to the new release from Dinosaur Jr. It's called Beyond, and it's another somewhat odd release for the Fat Possum label, doing some interesting things lately. They released Andrew Bird's latest, as well as other indie rock acts are kind of going in that direction, I guess. But new music from Dinosaur Jr., as I said, the first album from that name, the band name, in a decade, but the first in 19 years for the original trio that also includes Lou Barlow, who went on to form Sebado and Folk Implosion. Much been made over the years of the acrimonious split between Barlow and frontman Jay Maskus, which happened right before the band's major label debut. But the band from Amherst, Massachusetts, forming in the early 80s, is kind of a punk and hardcore roots, but evolving eventually into something you might call Neil Young-inspired in places, certainly experimental, and the noise fuzz pop of the 1990s, for which Dinosaur Jr. was known. Haven't missed a step. They sound great on Beyond. We start out with this tune. This is called Crumble.
I got lost inside.
Return of Dinosaur Jr. Beyond is the new release out last week. We're Not Alone is that tune. Moving along into a fairly brisk pop pace, and Crumble right before featuring some of the notable fuzz pop that they were known for once upon a time. Jay Maskus and Company returning with the new album, and not necessarily any quieter in their relative old ages. Our Dinosaur Jr., the first release from this lineup, the original trio in 19 years, are set to begin a five-week U.S. tour later on this week with a series of West Coast dates before heading off to Europe later this summer. One more now from Beyond, from Dinosaur Jr. It's Been There All the Time.
Fix it and still care. Can I run and you'll be there? Wishing I could run and hide. Juggling messages inside. Stalling, trying to buy more time. Can I be part of you? How to get there, what to do? Can I get there from inside? Of all the ways I could have what I've done. Play it back so I don't run. Now I'm walking on your sun. Is it all me? Is it all me? Is it all me? Is it all me?
Bedroom.
Music from the Lemonheads from their big comeback last year, self-titled, in the song No Backbone. That band arriving out of the same era, the same scene as Dinosaur Jr. way back in the day. We heard the return of Dinosaur Jr. as well today. The last of three tunes from Beyond, a song called Been There All the Time, and Dinosaur Jr. certainly in that pantheon of bands that were doing it and doing it well, though it didn't even necessarily have a label, I guess college rock at the time, for lack of a better term, but bands like Sonic Youth, Yola Tango, Guided by Voices, Pavement, among others, also part of that milieu. New music from that band. You're in-house, and some underwriting support for the show, of course, comes from the Bouillon Soup and Catering Company in Pocatello, featuring Mother's Day brunch this weekend from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's handmade pastries, fresh fruit, omelets made to order, and more. Reservations at 234-1448, the Bouillon Soup and Catering Company at 302 East Center Street in town. Stick with us. Speaking of 90s bands making comebacks, new music from Buffalo Tom when we come back. Back now, and I mentioned that 80s indie scene surrounding Boston, Massachusetts, and the Buffalo Tom, also another band that was part of that. As a matter of fact, their first two albums were assisted with production by Jay Maskus, the frontman of Dinosaur Jr. Buffalo Tom announcing they're returning later this summer with an album called Three Easy Pieces. This is the title track.
Thank you.
Something of a classic, I guess, there from Sugar, the band that was the second act of Bob Mould, late of Husker Du. Their 1994 release, File Under Easy Listening, Believe What You're Saying, the name of that tune. That the year about the time Buffalo Tom was enjoying some of their greatest success. But new music from that band from Boston right before, Three Easy Pieces, also the title of their next album. It'll be due out July 10th. That's the sixth album overall for Buffalo Tom. Well, shifting gears just a little bit, slowing it down just a bit. This is new stuff from Grand Archives, the band that's formed by Matt Brook, formerly of Carissa's Weird and Band of Horses. They have a full-length coming out sometime early next year on Sub Pop, but in the meantime, Sub Pop's actually selling their four-song CDR that's been self-produced and recorded from Grand Archives. This is Sleep Driving.
Yeah.
we close it out today with music from Band of Horses, of course, from the last year's debut release, Everything All the Time, Our Swords, and Sleep Driving from Grand Archives, a Seattle-based band with Matt Brook, he laid of Band of Horses and Carissa's Weird. That's some new music from Grand Archives, a tune called Sleep Driving. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Fortnum Valley Brewing, celebrating Bike to Work Month with their huge street party. It's coming up this Saturday, May 12th, with music beginning at 5 p.m., go until midnight. It's music from Whitewater Ramble, the Colorado Dancegrass Band, as well as Brian DeMarco from Flagstaff, Arizona, and Celtic Air from Idaho Falls. They shut down the street in the 600 block for a night of great music, great food, fun, dancing, and of course, great beer. It's all happening Saturday, May 12th, beginning at 5. For more information, call Fortnum Valley Brewing at 232-1644. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned. The world is next.